His resurrected presence in our midst today. It is not enough at Easter time to say Christ is risen. It is not enough to say he is risen. It is useless to proclaim it unless we can also say that we have died with him so as to live with him. I use St. Paul's words. Easter means that we will have died with him in order to rise with him. It is the entrance into the Paschal mystery. It is what we celebrated at Easter Vigil with 11 people who were baptized into the church and 2 more the next day and 7 more since then. The invitation to become as Christ, both one who goes into the waters in death and rises with him to new life, so to experience with him glory. And so it's not just enough to say, Happy Easter. We must experience the full mystery of the living one who comes to us in this place today. Easter means that for us, hopefully. And the sacred text expresses that to us all throughout this day. Peter, who in the book of the Acts is a bold proclaimer to his fellow Jews in an effort to open their eyes to the truth of Jesus. This is the same person, Peter, the same person, who not long ago fell asleep while Jesus was in need of support and denied even knowing him at the fire. This is the same person who hid in the upper room along with the 11, cowering in fear. This same person is the one who proclaimed boldly, You must believe in him. I beg you to believe in him. I call upon you to know Jesus, the risen one. What's the difference? What happened? He was transformed. How was he transformed? He was transformed in the experience of Jesus who is alive. Jesus who rose from the dead. This is a transforming event in Peter's life and in the church's life and in yours and in mine and our lives. The realization of Easter and what it means to the 2 disciples on the road to Emmaus. As we follow their transformation, we are profoundly thankful to Luke for his grasp of the mysteries of God who is revealed in Christ, who is alive. Making their way to Emmaus, Cleopas and his companion were downcast and disappointed, to say the least. By their own admission, they had hoped that Jesus would be Israel's long-awaited Redeemer. They could not bring themselves to accept the word of the women who found the tomb empty, nor did they place any credence in the vision of angels. After all, why would they leave Jerusalem at all if they believed all that, right? I wouldn't be leaving if I understood what the apostles were saying, but they had left Emmaus. They were unaffected by the report. How were they affected? They were affected in the meeting of the risen one. They were transformed in the meeting of the risen one who broke open for them the word of God and who broke the bread with them. In that light of dawning, they remembered, they believed, and they were transformed. And so rather than continuing on their journey, they returned to Jerusalem, which is the very definition of the word of transformation or conversion. They turned and went in the opposite direction. That's what metanoia means. That's what conversion means. And they were going one way, and all of a sudden they turned around and they went in the opposite direction. Here they are going back to Jerusalem. They are transformed. They are transfigured. They are converted in the meeting of Christ in His Word and in His sacrament. Not by the reports of the apostles. Not by the vision of angels were they transformed. They were transformed in meeting the risen one, the living one, the one who comes to them in word and in sacrament. I submit to you, sisters and brothers, that that is exactly what God means for us and why we continue to call you here week after week after week after week after week, even though some of you say it's boring. Not anybody in this room, of course. Why do we do this? Because we hope to have an experience of the risen one. The one who is fully alive in our midst and who calls us to this place to be nourished, to be transformed, to be transfigured, and to be one with Him in death and dying, in rising and in glory. I know some of you come here today sad. Some of you come here wounded. I know some of you are broken. Some of you are full of vigor. Some of you have doubts. Some of you have a list of needs and desires and hopes and dreams and wishes. Some of you come here empty but with open hands. I know you come here for all different sorts of reasons. But the truth is that in that moment of our doubt, in the moment of our woundedness, our vigor, our hopes, our dreams, in the moment of all of that, if we are open, we can experience Christ, who is present to us at this moment, in word and in sacrament, in real and effective ways, in total, complete union with Christ. It can happen here. It does happen here. The Spirit of God enables us to hear when we come with fresh ears and with new insights and with new resolve to move forward in faith, to move forward in conviction, to move forward in courage. These are the things that the apostles did in meeting with Jesus, who is alive. And so we are here as part of the legacy of Christ. We are here as part of the very challenge of being the body of Christ, of receiving Him fully. And as we break the bread of life and blessed, that is blessed and shared here, and as we hear the word of God, hopefully our hearts burn within us, and we are nourished, and we are nudged forward to live more freely and more fully and more devoted in service to Him and to each other. Our transformation. Some of us, it's miraculous. For most of us, it's a day-to-day moving forward in faith and in hope. And so we know our transformation is not complete, and that's why we come here again and again and again. Returning here so that the Lord will feed us and relieve us of our deepest hungers. Here is where we find forgiveness. Here is where we find healing. Here is where we're motivated to continue to journey in life faithfully. Remember, it's not enough to just simply say, Christ is risen, happy Easter. What we are called to do is to enter into the mystery of dying and rising so as to experience life and glory. This is what Christ gave His apostles. This is what Christ gives to us. And so when Jesus offers us His Easter gift of peace, we also know that it comes with that the spirit of courage and life-giving presence. Let us experience that today. Let us know that with our hearts and minds and very lives today and forever.